This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
If you fall in the bottom fifth of wage earners in this country, you're making about $1,000 more than you would have in the 70s. If you fall in the top fifth, your income's grown more than $2,000 every single year. That's according to a report out this morning from the Liberal Economic Policy Institute. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Income gaps have widened most in California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Kentucky. But no state's been untouched, according to Doug Hall at the Economic Policy Institute. He co-authored the report.
In every state, the top grew, often much faster than the bottom.
But why does that matter? Mark Partridge is an economist at Ohio State University. He says a little inequality is a good thing for economic growth.
It provides incentives for innovation. It provides incentives for people to go out and get education and obtain more skills to start a business.
But Partridge says once you have too much inequality,
the system can become gamed. Instead of coming up with new innovation, the elite with all the wealth might use the political process to try to maintain their wealth.
By breaking things down state by state, the authors of today's study hope to give fodder to local lawmakers to take action against that threat. They suggest raising the minimum wage and a more progressive tax system, things that have gotten federal lawmakers in a whole lot of gridlock. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.